order? Say roll call, please.
Mr. Bombs? Absent. Mr. Kakuma? Absent. Councilman McGogarty?
Here.
Mr. Holly?
Here.
Mr. Jasko?
Here.
Mr. Kropinski?
Here.
Ms. Najewski?
Here.
Dr. Zuzulak? Absent. Mr. Curtis?
Here.
Mr. Berth? Absent. Ms. Walter?
Here.
Vice Chair Neff?
Here.
And Chair McColtrick? We have four.
Okay, thank you. Pursuant to Section 5 of the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting has been duly advertised in accordance with law by publication in the official newspapers of the borough, by posting Borough Hall by the borough clerk as part of the annual notice. This meeting is a quasi-judicial proceeding. Any comments or questions must be limited to issues that are relevant to what the board may legally consider in reaching a decision. Decorum appropriate to a judicial hearing must be maintained at all times. And please stand for a silent prayer and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time for public comments from anybody in the audience for any comment for any items not on tonight's agenda. Yeah, see no comments. Anybody hand raised? Okay. Pending litigation?
I'm pleased to report that there is none.
Great. And other business?
Mr. Chairman, I think we've been requested to make an announcement with regard to a special meeting that will be conducted on July 18th at 7:00 p.m. here on the application PB2302 of Helion, 160 First Avenue, Block 101, Lot 4.01. We made attempts, efforts to secure a larger location for that meeting in anticipation of having a substantial crowd. Those efforts were not successful at this point. We're still waiting to hear about the school, but the Board of Ed haven't met yet, so we're ready to schedule that for the 18th meeting. So that is going to be held here, and if there is an overflow, it will go out the doors, and we've been requested to suggest to those who are listening online or those who are present that if you are going to physically attend, get here early so you have a seat. And if you're not going to be here early, consider very strongly coming in online on Zoom so that you can participate and we'll be able to conduct the meeting with the alternate means.
And there are just 69 people in the audience, no standees and nobody crowding the hallways.
Right, so if we have more than that number, we're going to wind up having to carry a meeting.
Okay. Any other business anybody wants to bring up? No? Okay. Motion to adjourn the workshop meeting?
So moved. Dougherty?
Second. Kropinski?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Okay. Call to order the regular meeting. Roll call, please.
Okay. Mr. Bombs? Absent. Mr. Kakuma? Absent. Councilman Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. Holly?
Here.
Mr. Jasko?
Here.
Mr. Kropinski?
Here.
Ms. Najewski?
Here.
Dr. Zuzulak? Absent. Mr. Curtis?
Here.
Mr. Berth? Absent. Ms. Walter?
Here.
Vice Chair Neff?
Here.
Chair McColtrick? Absent. We have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Next is approval of June 1, 2023 minutes.
Make a motion to approve, Jasko.
I'll second.
Majewski. Councilman Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Abstain.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Vice Chair Neff?
Yes.
Motion passed.
Next, approval of attorney's vouchers for April 2023.
I'll make a motion to approve, Hawley.
Second, Kropinski.
Councilman Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Vice Chair Neff?
Yes.
Motion approved.
Next is resolution PB 22-24, Rush, Block 96, Lot 1, 56 Second Avenue, bulk and variance approval with conditions. Motion to accept that resolution.
I'll make a motion to accept it.
Second, Jasko.
Mr. Hawley? Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Mr. Kropinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Vice Chair Neff?
Yes.
Motion passes.
PB 20-14, T3 LLC, Block 117, Lots 3, 4, and 5, 65 First Avenue, application for extension.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, and ladies and gentlemen of the board. My name is Kevin Kennedy. I'm an attorney in Red Bank. And I'm here on this very pleasant summer evening. I'm here tonight. I appreciate the opportunity to be here on behalf of T3 with regard to property 14 Center Avenue / 65 First. This planning board was good enough to conditionally approve the application for the construction of a four-story mixed-use building, and it was back on October 29th, 2020. The resolution was adopted on or about December 4th, 2020. We are seeking an extension, and I sent a rather probably non-specific letter to you asking for an extension, which understandably prompted a response of, hey, we need more details. Totally fair request, and I apologize for not being more specific. My clients have been proceeding in good faith. They've had a couple of fairly unusual conditions that they've had to deal with, not the least of which is COVID to a general extent, which I think actually we were still having remote meetings when the application was approved. But on top of that, and more of an issue is we've had to have extensive negotiations with JCP&L regarding the relocation of utilities, and you can imagine that's been pretty significant. And I think also in conjunction with that, we ended up getting the clients had to get an easement from a neighboring property owner. We appear to have worked out all the issues with JCP&L. Everything is working and moving quite expeditiously. We are in the process of addressing resolution compliance issues. I had asked for 2 years out of an abundance of caution. We do not think we need that. If that's an issue, we can make it less than that. I have, the client or the applicant was T3, the ninth year, Patrick Kalian, who is serving as our general contractor and the project manager. If the board had any questions, he's obviously more than willing to address your concerns or provide you with answers. But that's the gist of what we're looking for and why we're looking for it.
Okay. Okay. Any questions from the board regarding Mr. Kennedy's comments?
Is there an expected date that you're targeting at the moment?
Yes.
Yes, Patrick Callahan. Mr. Callahan, raise your right hand and be sworn to either swear or affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this proceeding would be the truth, all truth, nothing but the truth.
And just for the record, your affiliation with this project?
I'm general contractor or manager for the
thank you.
It took us, like you said, over a year to work out the issues. Jason Piano, got to move substantial lines over. We went ahead and signed the contract, we got an easement for the neighboring property, and then we ended up paying Jason Piano pretty penny, if you know what I mean. And they already went ahead and moved, or not moved, but they installed two poles where they're going to reroute the lines, hopefully in the next, as soon as we vacate and demolish the building, they can go underground and they, you know, where we got the easement and connect it underground to transform. I'm going to need too much detail, but anyway, that hopefully will be done within the next 45 days. We're hoping to submit the resolution compliance being worked on inside engineering already, and they hope to be done by mid-August. If we get it sooner, it'll be even better. The architecturals are being designed. They're, I would say they're 70% completed. We hope to be able to submit for a building permit as soon as we get the resolution compliant, immediately after we get that. We're targeting end of September in the worst case. Start construction.
Any other questions? Any questions from the public? Yes, Mr. Fisher.
Mark Fisher, 9 months. When are you going to start demolition, Mr. Chairman?
Within the next 45 days, we hope. 45 days, we're going to take. It doesn't take more than a week to take the building down.
Yes, they're coming down.
Yes, they do. It's an old structure, too, but it's time for it to come down anyway.
Thank you.
I'm sure.
Any other questions for the public? Hmm? Hmm? Mr. Kennedy, do you have anything else?
No, that's it. We were requesting an extension. I asked for 2 years, but if that's a problem, we'll take 1 year and come back if we need it. Hopefully we don't need it.
Any more information? December?
1 year would end December 2nd of this year.
Some people
take
absent probably 2 years.
3 years. You never know.
Well, technically, once they have completed resolution compliance within the period as extended, whatever that may be, whether it's December of this year or December of 24, once they have completed resolution compliance under the case law, they're then compliant and they're protected. They're done. I just had to research a case and I found one. It's buried, but I had to do it.
Sounds good, absolutely.
For Millstone, but there is a case that says once the applicant has satisfied resolution compliance, they're solid for their protection from zoning changes.
So where is the resolution compliance that they need?
Well, their application, they had 2 years, which ended on December 2nd of 2022. They're allowed up to 3 1-year extensions at the discretion of the board. If you grant a 1-year extension, they're asking for two to get them to December 2nd of 2024. You can grant the extensions under the statute, you grant 1-year extensions. So they're asking for 2 1-year extensions. You can grant 1 1-year extension. If they're done by December, they're done. They don't have to come back. If they're not done by December, they would technically have to reapply for an extension to come back.
What work do they have left to maintain compliance?
That's what I was asking.
That I don't know.
Everybody know.
It's been quite some time since I've looked at it. As soon as the applicant's engineer submits, we'll review against the resolution of approval, we'll review against our technical review, and any testimony that was provided during the hearing. I do know that several lots come up consolidated and supported as one of the general conditions, so there's potentially a significant amount of work to get it fully finally approved.
But you said Insight's engineer now on the project?
And they were, when we testified, okay. They were, it was Jason Fichter who testified.
Yeah.
So just a question, I mean, could any of this work have been done prior to the JCP&L contract? I mean, is that a real...
We had issues with JCP&L. We didn't know if this is ever going to happen with JCP&L, because initially they didn't know. We're not moving these.
Right.
So yeah, it could have been.
So you chose not to move forward because of the risk?
There's no reason to put good money after that, to be honest. I mean, we ended up paying them over $120,000. Just to get them to move those poles. So they did finally. We didn't know if we could get an easement next door. It's underground. But that's the only route that JCP&L offered us. So thank God we were able to get the easement. And it doesn't make any sense. At the time when the poles were given, it used to be a town property, I believe. And that's why JCP&L had their lines through there, because they had a general easement on any town-owned property. And JCP&L refused to say, I don't care if the town sold it to you. As far as we're concerned, we have a permanent easement on this. And so we didn't know if they had a buildable site. It wouldn't make sense to go in there and spend, you know, a few $100,000 trying to get it financed until we knew they were able to put it all together.
Is that also the reason why you didn't seek the extension when the approval expired last December? And,
you know. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know when the approval ran out, and I'm going to be all just missing it, to be honest.
Understood.
I hate to keep saying COVID, but during that time, everybody was like working half of their time, and to, my attorney was on vacation or whatever it was.
Understood.
I missed it.
Got it. Thank you.
And just so it's clear, the statute allows you to apply for the extension before or after.
Right. Yeah. Anything else?
And just to refresh the board members that were part of that hearing, I'm just reviewing the resolution to approval at this point. Some of the changes that will have to appear on the plans to comply are the safety indicator lights for pedestrians when vehicles are backing out of the garages right up against the front lot line. There was an agreement to modify the plans to increase the size of the trash enclosures. How the site would be lit along the exterior. There's going to be some changes to that. There's a whole series captured within the resolution of the approval.
I'll make a motion to grant it to you.
Second.
You have a second?
I don't have one yet.
No one yet.
I think we should grant the 1 year, and at that point in time, if they need another year, they can come back and apply at that point.
I'll change my motion then to 1 year.
I'll second that motion.
And just for the record, that would be December 2nd. Of
2023.
Great.
We'll see you then.
Okay. Councilman Dockery?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Mr. Kuczynski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Vice Chair Neff?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Hopefully we will not have to see you again or see you in different circumstances.
Thank you. Okay, next is PB 22-12, Zlata Clancy, Block 61, Lot 4, 87 Memorial Parkway, application for bulk variance.
Mr. Chairman, that matter cannot be heard this evening. The applicant's notice stated that the hearing was going to be conducted on July 4th, 2023, and the notice is therefore defective. The board doesn't have jurisdiction to hear the application. It will have to be carried, but I think Nancy will give them a new date. It's likely it's going to be August 3rd, but they will have to renotice. And let me go beyond that.
Yes.
Yes. I'm actually going to recommend that the board vote because we only have until the end of this month.
Right.
To vote on this application.
I was wondering about that.
So I'm going to recommend that the board vote to dismiss the application without prejudice and allow them to reopen it if they grant an extension through the end of September. It was just communicated. We just got their notice packet within the last couple of day or two, and I came over and reviewed it this afternoon. And found that the error, which actually Mr. Fisher had pointed out when he saw it in the newspaper, and he noticed that, advised us that there might be a defect of probably a week or two ago. So I came over today to make sure that it was either good or not good, which it's not good, and our time runs at the end of the month, becomes an automatic approval. So I think we should dismiss it for failure to proceed and then do it without prejudice so that they can reinstate without having to go through a whole full new application with all those fees and that kind of stuff, because it's been already reviewed. It's ready to be heard. So I would recommend for the board to take that action.
Somebody want to make a motion to follow that course?
I'll make a motion to dismiss without prejudice.
Councilman Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. Hawley?
No, it's dismissed now.
Okay.
Yeah, they can reinstate if they give us an extension.
Okay.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Mr. Kopinski?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Vice Chair Neff?
Yes.
Motion passes to dismiss without prejudice.
Okay. Yeah. And motion to adjourn.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
1 year or 2 years?
Whatever it takes. Let's get out of here.
Second, Dougherty.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned at 7:00.
Thank you.